perseverance is a real, real valuable thing. And you have to kind of believe in your inner gut as well.
My name is Esprit Devora, host of the Women in Tech Show. The show means a lot to me. The reason why I wanted to create the Women in Tech Show is I wanted to create a positive piece of content, something where people can listen and say, if she can do it, so can I. I call it actionable empowerment. Every single episode, you'll hear the story of a fantastic woman in tech, from engineers to founders to investors to journalists to designers, all sorts of different females in tech who have thrived. I want to share their stories with you so that you can know what resources, mentors, and life situations they accessed in order to get to where they are today. Enjoy. Welcome back to the Women in Tech podcast. We are here at Tech Chill in Riga, Latvia, and I'm so excited to be celebrating Marita. Hello.
Hi.
Am I saying your name okay?
Yeah,
okay,
absolutely.
Okay, perfect. So if you guys hear there are people walking around, we are at Tech Chill happening right now, which is super exciting. So if you hear people in the background, that is what is up. So okay, Marita, go ahead and introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
So my name is Marita Aleksandra. I'm originally here from Riga, Latvia. And I work in banking, but with a twist. So I'm a fintech community manager for Swedbank, which is a large bank here in the Baltics and Nordics. And I help run a fintech accelerator, co-working space for startups, and we do monthly fintech events here and as well support events such as TechChill, which we absolutely love.
And when did you first fall in love with technology?
Well, I've always been a bit of a tech geek, but I never knew how to really utilize that passion until I came to TechChill 3 years ago. So my story with how I fell in love with everything around technology starts at TechChill.
So tell us about it.
So 3 years ago, my boss said he has a spare ticket to this conference and if I want to go for a day, and I came and I just absolutely fell in love with the vibe and the people. Mm-hmm. And I just knew that I have to be part of it. And that's also where I met our partners for our FinTech Accelerator. We started talking, and now 2 years later, we're doing a demo day for our second FinTech batch.
So, okay, so you weren't even exposed to the tech world until
No.
a few years ago. TechChill was your entryway
Yeah.
into that. And what were you working as before you discovered this world?
So I worked on the communications side as well in the banking world and in aviation before that. So I worked in communication. So going into tech wasn't, especially on the kind of community and relationship side, it wasn't such a far leap. It just took a moment to understand all of the new all the new terms and everything around the environment and what it needs.
What was your role before, like your job title before, and what's your job title now?
I was communications project manager, and now I'm a fintech community manager.
Amazing. And what does that, like, you utilize technology to communicate, and so what does that mean to you in your day-to-day? What's your day-to-day look like?
Well, that's what I love about my job. No day looks like another. But normally what it means is what I try to do every day is I try to connect the banking environment, which is a bit of an older industry and going through a lot of disruption. I try to connect it to all the new technology and expose it to different fintech companies, the startup environment, et cetera, et cetera. So on a daily basis, I might, you know, one day I might walk into the office and sit down with all of the fintech startups we have working there. There's like 11 companies. And even the Startup Association of Latvia sits in our offices in the bank, which is crazy.
That's so cool.
Yeah. So I could be there for a day. Then I could be flying to Stockholm to meet with my team the next day. And then I do come to a lot of events. That's part of my job. It's an exhausting but very rewarding part because I get to meet amazing people just like yourself.
What I was thinking about today is the talks and conferences aren't really about the talks and conferences. It's about meeting people and forming those meaningful relationships with like-minded people.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. I usually try to catch one or two talks, but most of the time I'm just walking in a circle and like trying to meet new people.
Right.
Or just sitting down and just like, I like to have in-depth conversations rather than just running through the conference trying to hand out business cards. I don't even carry those anymore.
And what would you say has been one of your biggest wins from being at an event? Like, is there a particular person you've met, or is there a particular opportunity that you've encountered just from, I mean, of course, TechChill embarked your journey into the tech world, but has there been a specific event that has really propelled you forward, or a contact that you've made?
I think that it snowballed. So I don't know who the first person was, but it snowballed into knowing this whole community around the European ecosystem. But I absolutely adore Maria, who I know you're going to be talking with as well.
I adore her too.
Yeah, she's fantastic. And she helped me. Like, she welcomed me into this new environment, and together we've been able to do so many amazing things. I'm really, really glad to know her and the whole TechChill family.
And what's the day-to-day look like for you in your role?
So on a daily basis, I mean, I do a lot of reporting and emailing because I do still work for a financial company. I go to conferences, but I do a lot of event organizing for ourselves as well. So it might be planning for an upcoming event. It might be finding mentors for our fintech accelerators. It's so diverse. But on a daily basis, my job looks a bit like sitting at a desk with an email. And so that takes up a bit of it.
What's one superpower you have that a lot of people, when they perceive you, it seems like it's super easy, but for you, you work really hard at making sure this thing is executed on?
Oh, that's very easy for me to answer. For me, that's public speaking and being on the stage, which I did yesterday.
We were just talking about that in another interview with Charlene. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, so for me, it's like people perceive that I'm very natural and effortless on stage and like that I joke around and I'm fine, but actually, it takes me a lot of preparation. Like, I write down everything word for word. I make I spend days on my slides. And even at small events where I have to say 5 sentences, I rehearse for days in advance. Yeah.
And so I have the style of not rehearsing. And you rehearse. And I think both have pros. Like, my friend Charlie Hohen, he rehearses heavily, and he has the most amazing presentations. What would you say... How has rehearsing really saved you on stage?
Well, it really depends on the topic, because I think there's pros and cons to both. Like, when you don't rehearse, you're more natural and maybe don't get stuck if you forget one line and then you're like suddenly all your whole presentation goes to shambles.
Right, right, right.
But rehearsing really helps me understand that I need to be slower and I need to pause. And those are the two things, because I video record myself rehearsing, so to talk slower and to pause are two things that I've noticed from rehearsing, and also kind of to look how much I'm moving and how many hand gestures I'm making.
Oh, interesting.
Because a lot of people start dancing tango on stage when they're presenting. They start walking one step back and forth, and
right.
It makes the audience anxious.
That's interesting. Okay, so I just watched Ginny, I think you say her last name is Foz, interview on stage here at TechChill, and she was so eloquent with her pausing. And I noticed it because you could tell even in how I'm speaking now, I'm a very adrenaline raw person. And I'm like, wow, she really gives the audience an opportunity to absorb what she is sharing.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's the beauty of pausing, because we don't realize that that people actually need that pause to digest the information.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when you say a joke, people laugh like 2 seconds later. And if
right.
you don't give them those 2 seconds, they're like, next slide. You know, you're giving yourself a disadvantage.
Right, right. What is one huge obstacle that you've successfully overcome, and how did you overcome it?
In public speaking or in my job?
And in your career.
In my career. I would have to say that definitely when I was building the fintech program with Swedbank, it took me a long time. It took me almost a year in my previous position trying to prove that this is something that we should do. And there was a moment there where, like, it felt like there's nobody else. Like, everyone says, like, just give up already. Yeah. And I still, like, I wanted to persevere. And there's a friend of mine, Jan, here at the conference. He taught me that, like, perseverance is a real, real valuable thing. And you have to kind of believe in your inner gut as well.
100%. I think people, you know, the startup and tech world is so glamorous from the outside perspective. And I think people don't understand and appreciate just how difficult it is to get all the things done, to be thinking about all the pieces, to be connecting all the dots. And yeah, it's just like an illusion. It's an illusion that it's this cool, trendy world. Where meanwhile, like, I know for me, it did tech chill all day, and then I had to get, you know, U.S. tasks done, and so I was up till 5 in the morning working, and it, did I have to be? Maybe not, but I wouldn't be the best I could be if I didn't, you know, like, it's about persevering through our own self-limiting beliefs.
Yeah.
Through our objections, just persevering despite everything that's like making us physically or mentally telling us you should stop. It's like, well, should I? Yeah.
I think, you know, I feel guilty if I'm not like answering every single email while I'm at the conference and then I'm not here nor there.
Right, right.
But I, throughout the years, I've had that moment where I'm at the edge of burning out.
Yeah.
So for me, it's kind
Ditto.
Of... Yeah. So I really loved Stuart Rogers' talk yesterday about, you know, taking a breath and not always saying, like, you got to hustle.
Right.
You sometimes have to just take one moment for yourself.
Yeah. I agree. I think another cool hack is to think about your why in several moments. Like, what is the outcome that you want from your life? Do you want to be a great employee? Do you want to celebrate someone? Do you want to be a really great friend? Do you want to make a new contact? Because sometimes, like, we're sitting here right now, and there's tons of people walking by, and this is an obvious one, but both of our mutual intent right now is to do this interview. It's not to stop and talk to the amazing people walking by, right? So right now our intent isn't to make a new contact. It's to be doing the interview, which is like a black and white example. But if you look at, sometimes it's a bit vague. I know when I was in Ginny's talk, I wanted to be absorbing her talk, and there's so many talks going on at the same time. I'm like, which one do I go to? I'm like, okay, I met Ginny. I really like her, and I want to get to know her more. So I want to support and celebrate her in the talk. And then I was on Instagram posting about her, feeling like, oh, I maybe should be listening to the talk. I'm like, no, I'm here because I want to celebrate her. And it's just this constant, like, why in this moment? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And for me, I think the why is I want to help grow the community that has the most amazing people in it, most inclusive, most passionate people. So that's my why, basically.
I love it. What's the best piece of advice you think you've ever gotten? Something that could help everybody.
I think that the best piece of advice for me is to trust your intuition, and especially women. Usually have a very good kind of inner sense of what they should and shouldn't be doing. And it's like kind of the follow your gut thing and trust your intuition. And that's paid off for me. The path always shows itself.
I always say your intuition is your oracle.
Yeah.
I love it. Have you ever been on a podcast before?
No, this is my first podcast. I was just about to say you're my first.
That's amazing.
I know, right?
Yes. Okay, I love that because so many women who have been on the show, this has been their first podcast. And it's just like really exciting. And what is your absolutely all-time favorite book?
Quiet. Quiet is one of my favorite books. It's about... how underappreciated the introverts are in today's society, and actually how to better communicate and appreciate them in everyday life. My best friend is a huge introvert, so that book helped me a lot to understand and value different people.
Fantastic. How can people connect with you further?
Well, I have a Facebook page and Instagram that anyone can access. Not a big fan of Twitter.
What's your Instagram handle?
At Marita Alexandra, And there it's an Alexandra with an X.
Alexandra with an X. At Marita Alexandra, Alexandra with an X. And on Facebook, it's M-A-R-I-T-A, Alexandra with a K, S-I-L-A-V-A. Thank you so much for hanging out with the Women in Tech podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a blast.
Totally. If you want to connect and collaborate with more incredible women in tech around the world, be sure to go to the Women in Tech Facebook group at womenintechvip.com. That's womenintechvip.com. Say hello on social at Women in Tech Show on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter. I will see you guys, hear you guys, talk to you guys in the next episode. Bye.
Bye. This is Marita Alexandra Silava from Swedbank, a large retail bank in the Baltics and Nordics. I'm the FinTech Community Manager there, based in Riga, Latvia, and you're listening to Women in Tech.
Women in Tech is an independently funded project funded by you, the community. So the way that you could support us is by going to patreon.com/womenintech and making a small contribution. Every little bit counts. That's Patreon, patreon.com/womenintech. Thank you so much for believing in our vision.